Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with episode 44 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. If you're a regular listener, you know that Prestabilius is a Latin word, and it means extraordinary, outstanding. And that's what I'm trying to convey to you, ideas that will be excellent and outstanding for your marketing of your online business. I work with small business owners and online entrepreneurs. And today I want to talk about confidence and self-esteem and its role in everything we do in our daily lives as well as our businesses. I was someone who went through most of my life not believing in myself. When there was something I wanted to do, I always told myself that other people could do it, but not me. Even when I did manage to accomplish a goal, I played down my role in achieving it. I always made excuses for why I was able to do something, and it never included because I had worked hard or because I was smart, because I had instincts about something in life or business. Instead, I would say, well, yes, I achieved that, but, and after the but, then I would just pretty much, you know, take myself out of the picture, that it wasn't me. Everything changed when I came online, though, in 2006. A world of possibilities opened up to me. When I was willing to do the work, great success followed. My confidence and self-esteem improved, and now I believe I can do just about anything. And many times I say that I have too much confidence, if that's possible. So I try to tone it down on a regular basis. But I've allowed my belief that I can do just about anything to spill over into my private life as well. And whenever I feel like somebody else would be the one to step up, I remind myself that somebody else is me. And I've written an article about this. I just published it yesterday. It's at hugeprofitstinylist.com. And the title is That Somebody Else Is You. If you're thinking somebody else is more likely to achieve goals, that somebody else just might be you. So most recently in my personal life, they opened up a COVID-19 testing center in my community. And I talked to friends and people that I know from the nonprofits that I'm a part of in Rotary, the Boys and Girls Club, Zonta, the Women's Business Organization, the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks, and some other groups. I talked to people for a couple of weeks, and I said, you know, what do you think about volunteering there? And a couple of people encouraged me, but for the most part, people were saying to me, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else do it. They thought that it was risky and that there would be other people that would step up. So I checked out the situation completely. I spoke with people that I know personally that are part of the hospital, either on the board or working there in some capacity, but I spoke to several of them, and I came to the realization that I was going to be safe. They were going overboard in terms of making sure volunteers were safe, and that the somebody else could be me. So when I went on to volunteer there for several months until they closed it to volunteers, and they're handling it in a different way now, and I never felt that I was at risk, and I met other people that were volunteering. But I think the important point that I really learned again during all of that was that the somebody else can be you. It can be me. Somebody needs to step up. So I want you to believe in yourself to the point where you know you can achieve all of your goals and dreams. There's really very little in the world that we can't accomplish. If you think about it, and especially in business, you can accomplish everything you set out to do. It all begins with the self-realization and self-awareness that you want and need to change your thinking, beliefs, and actions. So back before I came online, before 2006, when I didn't believe in myself, I thought that other people were always the better choices for someone to do something that was more than ordinary, something extraordinary, like the word prestabilius, extraordinary. So let's think about this and how it would play out as a business person working as an entrepreneur on the internet or an author. So I work with entrepreneurs and authors that are just starting out many times or have only been online and succeeding for a year or two. And what I always tell them is that on the internet, if you're willing to do the work, you can achieve great things. Now, in the physical world, in the real world, if you will, it's very different, where you may have to have a certain level of education. You may have to have a certain number of years of experience, or you aren't given those opportunities to step away from what you're doing and move upward in the company or the organization or the corporation. So, for example, when I was teaching, that was the way that it was. You had to teach 5 years in the classroom full-time before you could even apply for a position out of the classroom. Now, that wasn't something I wanted to do. I worked for 20 years in the classroom. That was important to me. But for many people, I won't say most, but for a good percentage of people that came into teaching, they had decided early on, sometimes before they stepped foot in the classroom to begin their 5 years, they had decided they wanted to do something at a higher level, at a level outside of the classroom. So they had to put in the 5 years. So that was their experience requirement. Then they had to meet an educational requirement. And this is very, very typical in the world. So think of what you're doing online. Hopefully you're building a list. You're doing things on a regular basis to join giveaways and bundles and all kinds of things so that you can build the list very quickly, or doing it organically like I and many others did because there were not giveaways and bundles that we could take advantage of back in those early years, many, many years. And instead, we're blogging, creating short reports, all kinds of content, creating products. A product, especially a simple product, is an excellent way to build your list, and rather quickly. If you have it priced at $20 or below, you'll be able to build a list from that, and you'll have affiliates, people like me. I'm an affiliate. I was just interviewed today by a group through a college that's doing a study on what people like myself, online entrepreneurs and authors, what we're doing online and how that all comes into play with things that they are studying. And it was wonderful to have that discussion with them. But you want to be an affiliate and then also have affiliates, and that's what these young people, college, they're graduate students, that's what they were asking me about, what it was like to be an affiliate. And they said, do you just sign up for everything and become an affiliate for everything that's out there? I said, oh, no, it would never work that way, or it should not. That's what I'm going to use, should. It should not work that way. Instead, you pick and choose because you have almost unlimited digital electrons inventory when you are an affiliate, and I realized that right away in 2006, and you want to recommend the people and the products and the courses and the programs and everything, all the services and the systems, things that you are using personally and benefiting from, because there is no better recommendation than to do it that way. I use this. It's helping me in this way. I want you to take a look at it to see if it will help you and benefit you in a similar way. So again, though, this goes back to my overall topic today, which is confidence and self-esteem. I was going through a lot of negative self-talk every day before I even got started in the morning. I would get out of bed, and on my way through my bathroom, I would just say, you know, somebody else can do this better. Again, with the somebody else. Somebody else can do this better. Somebody else is smarter, has more ideas, is better connected with people already working online. I told myself all these stories, and they were just stories, but it was negative self-talk that continued to chip away at my confidence and my self-esteem. So now I go overboard in the other way, and I say, yes, I can do it, because if not you, then who? And if not now, but when? You are that somebody else. You are the person that can make it happen. What I love about being an affiliate for newer people, that I've found them somehow, some way, I've purchased one of their products. Once in a while they give me a review copy, but not too often. I purchase one of their products, and I'm blown away. I'm so, so excited. It's so wonderful to see what they have created, no matter what that is. And so right away, I'm their affiliate, and then my enthusiasm spills over even on the internet, even through my emails, even through my tweets, even through my blog post, where I'm so excited to share what this person is doing. There's somebody recently that I was recommending that had been doing things kind of in a quiet way for almost a year. She has a little boy, and all of a sudden she started creating planners and journals and different private label rights content that she was making go bigger, more mainstream. And I happened upon her, and I'm just so excited at what she's doing. So if you're new, let that be a benefit. Think of the real world, the physical world, where youth is such an asset. People will say, like today, I was telling the two graduate students I was working with, they have to be early to mid-20s at the most. And I said, I'm so excited about what you're doing. I'm thrilled to help you in any way and let other people know what you're working on, what you need help with and everything. So we celebrate youth. We also celebrate newness, people being new to a particular type of business, people that are new authors. So what I want you to do is think about the business that you're building. Think about how I might be able to serve you. It's easy to reach me. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. Go to one of my main sites. Go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. Go to a site that I create a new one every year. This year it's the 2020VisionQuestChallenge.com. And that's free of charge. It's zero cost. But it's another way that you can connect with me, because I want to connect with you whether you are brand new. Maybe you're so new that I would tease you like smelling like fresh baby powder. You know how baby powder smells on a baby? That's what I tease new entrepreneurs, that they smell like baby powder, fresh baby powder. So maybe you're that new, or maybe you've been online a while. Maybe you're starting to get a little disillusioned. Maybe you're allowing your confidence and self-esteem to be whittled away by your own thinking. It's probably not anybody else's doing or saying of anything else. It probably is you. That's going to be my guess. And if anybody has been unkind, take a giant step back away from them and don't interact with them ever, ever again. Life is too short to do that. At jobs and careers that I've been in, I had to put up with unkindness. We don't have to put up with it at all online. And I never lash out. I never strike back with an unkind comment, because that seems like the easy thing to do, that it wouldn't say much about me. So instead, I just step back ever so slightly and swivel to the right or to the left. I pivot away from them. So you can do the same thing. So I hope that you are getting some benefit from these podcasts. I enjoy doing them very, very much. And the feedback so far has been wonderful. If you can leave me a review on Apple iTunes, I believe it's called now. It used to be called iTunes. Then it was called Apple Podcast. But I believe it's just called Apple iTunes. If you go to connieloves.me/prestabilius, PraesTabilis, and click to listen away from where you are right there, you'll be able to leave me a review. I would appreciate it so very much, an honest review. I think my average is about 4.5 right now. So that means I did have many people who were honest who didn't just give me a rating of 5. I appreciate that. So let's take one more look at this topic today, that somebody else is you. If you're thinking somebody else is more likely to achieve goals than you are, that somebody else just might be you. And I know that it is, and certainly nothing is saturated. I hear that regularly, that the online world is saturated. I had that fleeting thought back in 2006, and I was incorrect then, and it's an incorrect thought now. So change your thoughts and your beliefs and your actions. Magic will happen. You'll be able to create a business that will become the business and lifestyle of your dreams. I'm Connie Reagan Green from Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing, and I would love to connect with you.